Welcome back to AI and the Writing Process. I'm Matilda, an AI voice.
And I'm Chris, another AI voice. Today we're diving into the drafting phase, where the real magic and mild chaos begins.
This is the part where AI really gets to show off its best and worst. Think of it as your overly enthusiastic writing buddy who never sleeps and always has opinions.
One thing we learned? Don't just throw a single prompt at the AI and expect a masterpiece. That's like asking someone to write your wedding vows after one text message.
Exactly. It's all about having a conversation. Ask questions, give feedback, and, most importantly, don't be afraid to say, that's not quite it. Let's try again.
That's right. However, it's still important to try to create as effective prompts as you can to minimize the number of so-called empty prompts. Just thinking about the environment here.
Good point.
So, we tried four different methods for drafting with AI. Here's what we tested. Starting from scratch with AI, feeding AI our notes, writing first, then asking for feedback, and finally, combining our draft with AI's structure. Some methods were smooth. Others, well, let's just say we had to remind the AI who's boss.
In the first method, we started with nothing but a topic and a dream. We asked Copilot for a structure proposal. The first version was ambitious. It repeated itself like it was desperately trying to hit the word count right before the deadline.
So we asked for revisions like temporary headings to help make sense of the structure and topic sentences to start the paragraphs. Some suggestions were great. Others needed a little human touch. The second version was better, good enough to copy into Word and start editing.
That's when we rolled up our sleeves. We rearranged sections, added missing phases, and removed anything that sounded like it was written by a robot who had just discovered metaphors.
Right, so we did quite a bit of extensive editing.
The key takeaway? Even if AI helps you start, you've got to do the heavy lifting yourself. Otherwise, it's like turning in a group project where your partner was a toaster.
Ha ha ha. That's true. In the second method, we gave the AI our own notes, you know, to show it who's really in charge.
At first, it just turned our notes into a list of headings. Not helpful. It was like asking for a novel and getting a grocery list.
So we clarified, please give us an intro, two content chapters, and a summary. And voila, a much better structure. This is something you might want to detail already in the first prompt to avoid extra work and frustration.
Yeah. Now that we had something solid to work with, we edited it, added missing points, and removed repetition and anything that sounded off.
This method felt more collaborative, like we were the boss and the AI was the very eager intern.
In the third method, we wrote the draft ourselves first. Then we asked the AI for feedback.
At this point, it gave us some solid suggestions.
We also tried asking it to rearrange our draft. It did, but it also left out some of the important points that we mentioned in our draft and wanted to keep.
Still, it gave us a good base to work from. We added comments, moved paragraphs, and reminded ourselves that AI is a tool, not a ghostwriter. It was more efficient to ask for feedback rather than ask AI to rewrite the whole thing. With a bulleted feedback list, we were able to critically analyze each comment and make a decision whether to apply it or not. This is a level of control you cannot have when AI starts rewriting your text. You might be in for some unpleasant surprises, as we learned in the last method we tried.
The fourth method was a mashup, our draft plus AI's structure. You would think this approach would be the winner, right?
Spoiler alert, it was not. Copilot repeated entire sections and left out key points we had written. Definitely not what we were aiming for.
We ended up rewriting most of it, checking the text had all the original content, correct references, and no hallucinations or changed meanings in the sentences. Honestly, it would have been faster to just do it ourselves without the AI.
This method showed us the limits of AI. Sometimes it's just not worth the extra clicks. Knowing when AI helps or holds you back is an important part of AI literacy.
Wait, you mentioned AI literacy. Could you give a brief explanation?
Sure. There are different definitions. But all in all, AI literacy means knowing when and how to use AI critically, effectively, and ethically, and when it's better not to use it. So it's not just about using the tool for the right task, but understanding the possibilities and limitations of AI tools in your workflow.
Thanks for the recap. So we recommend sticking with methods 1, starting from scratch with AI, 2, feeding AI your notes, or 3, drafting on your own and then using AI to edit, depending on your preferences, and of course, the context. Just remember that great human input is needed in either drafting or editing. AI cannot do both for you if you still want to call the text yours.
Got it. If AI drafts, you edit, and if you draft, AI can edit.
Exactly. So that's our adventure through the drafting phase. AI can be a great co-pilot, but you're still the captain of the plane.
And sometimes the co-pilot tries to land in the wrong country. But with a little guidance, it can really help you take off.
Thanks for joining us on AI in the writing process. Next time, we'll tackle the editing phase.
See you then.
Hello from the creators. This podcast was created with the help of AI. Copilot was used to translate the original Finnish video subtitles into an English language podcast draft. This draft was then heavily edited to fit our needs and ideas. Then 11 Labs was used to turn our finished script into the podcast you are now listening to.